I have no idea. Look, it's the budget is a week today. I just hope they know what they're doing, because I'll tell you what. Scott Morrison seems to have ruled out any tax changes. Seems to. I wouldn't bet that I was right. They seem to change every day, but the budget has been printed now. It's been put to bed. Apart from changes to superannuation, I have no idea why the government has got itself into this, other than a mad grab for money at the 11th hour. Nothing is clear, but it seems as though people on higher incomes will be taxed more than they are now on the personal contributions they make to their superannuation. Now, currently, any person earning up to $300,000 a year pays only 15 cents in the dollar on their personal superannuation contribution. Now, for example, that's a very significant tax concession. Stick it into super, 15 cents in the dollar. If it was income, you might pay 37 cents in the dollar. So it's an incentive to save. Well, $300,000. Well, now, Labor then said, and every time Labor opens its mouth, the government seems to jump. Labor said, well, we've got to get these rich people. We'll reduce that threshold to $250,000. So if you're on $250,000, you'll pay 30 cents in the dollar. I fundamentally don't have a problem with that, I have to say, because it is still a very significant tax concession against what tax you would pay if it were treated as income. Well, what's the government seem to be saying? Oh, well, we'll outbid Labor. We'll out-tax Labor. We'll reduce the cut-off to $180,000. And after $180,000, if you're on over $180,000, your super will be 30 cents in the dollar. Now, if this happens, then there'll be a quarter of a million Australians taxed under a Turnbull-Morrison government more heavily after the budget than they are now. Why? Oh, an extra $2 billion a year. Labor's proposal, if the cut-off was at $250,000, not $180,000, would be $500 million a year. But the belief, the reality that government could be out-taxing the Labor Party on superannuation, I can't get my head around. Now, new statistics from the tax office, I mean, this is not rocket science, today are telling us that low-paid Australians earning less than $18,200 a year, I mean, this is not rocket science, pay a higher tax on personal contributions then they pay an income tax. Well, that's quite right. Your personal contribution to superannuation is taxed at 15 cents in the dollar. But up to $18,200 of income, you pay no tax. So if you somehow had money into super, that would be taxed at 15 cents in the dollar, when if it were income, it would be taxed as nothing. So basically, where is this heading? I'll tell you where it's heading in simple terms. Fiddle with superannuation, and you get yourself into a political mess. And if reports are correct, the Turnbull government is heading to a big mess.